It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You may have heard this story in the news, or maybe you didn't. In fact, you may have heard one aspect of this story in the news. Paid leave is to be offered for the very first time for women who suffer a miscarriage before 23 weeks of pregnancy, under plans being considered by the government. The government is said to be introducing 5 days paid leave for pregnancy loss before 23 weeks in a move aimed at helping thousands of women each year. Now, I know the vast majority of you, when you hear that, will say, that is great. That is absolutely fantastic that women who suffer a miscarriage during their pregnancy before 23 weeks will be given 5 days paid sick leave. Now, I'm sure most of you would welcome that and think it's a great idea. However, a few of you have been on to us about another aspect of this legislation. And this was according to the Sunday Independent. And they say that the same period of paid sick leave will also apply to women who have an abortion. The expectation is that women who have a termination before 12 weeks, which is allowed in Ireland, and after 12 weeks in exceptional circumstances, will be covered under the new paid leave. So in cases of a pregnancy loss, a woman would attend their medical practitioner to receive a cert for their employer certifying pregnancy loss in the event of either a miscarriage or an abortion. So the question is, as I said at the very start, most of you would welcome paid sick leave for a woman who has had a miscarriage, okay? But the reaction to this law also applying to women who terminate a pregnancy getting 5 days paid sick leave has annoyed a lot of people. Not everybody, but some. Your now, opinion, sir?
Well, I'm going to give you my opinion in a second, but I just want to clear something up that people are assuming. So we put this up on our Facebook page about an hour ago, as we always do, to get calls on for the podcast. And we're going to talk to those calls in a moment. And it's normally to gauge opinion and see what way the wind is blowing. And the assumption from people is that it's all men saying they shouldn't get leave. That's absolutely not true, believe it or not. Most of the comments saying that a woman who gets a termination should not be given paid leave, most of the comments, in fact, about 80% of the comments came from other women. Does that shock you?
Does it shock me? Yeah, a little bit.
Whatever happened to women supporting other women? And I'm looking at our Facebook page now, and most of the comments, and I'll read one out here, I won't read her full name, but Rebecca, see this woman, yep. Rebecca.
Okay.
Rebecca's from Bray, and she says, they can F off. Your choice to have an abortion. You wanted the 3-day rule to be abolished because why should you have to wait 3 days? And she goes on and on and on, but she's saying, I do not agree with giving leave to someone who has an abortion. It's an elective surgery. Well, it's not surgery. A miscarriage is a completely different situation. And by the way, nobody is comparing miscarriages to... This isn't a fight over between miscarriages and abortions. But this is just about both things are traumatic to the woman, I would imagine. I don't think any woman walks out of an abortion clinic laughing and joking and going,
no,
hey,
I don't think so either.
Hey,
no.
I'm after getting rid of that. I'm after getting rid of that problem. Hey, let's go out and have a drink. I don't think any woman celebrates. And if anybody thinks they do, you're very, very naive. No woman, I know, in fact, we'll be talking to women who've had terminations. No woman cracks open the bottle of bubbly after they have a termination.
If I was in hospital for any type of procedure that I needed to recover from...
When you had your prostate taken
out, yeah. I got paid time off work.
Yeah.
It's generally employers and the state will support you during times of health crisis. So if you're having any sort of a medical procedure, you probably will get up to 5 days sick
and
leave.
And a termination is a medical... It's what people think.
And that's exactly the argument here.
Yes.
And in fact, Laura... put it quite well. She says, you do know abortion is healthcare, and you're a woman, so I thought you knew that. She was addressing another person, but abortion is healthcare, yeah. Whether you like it or not, it is provided as healthcare, and the procedure is a healthcare procedure.
So here's another woman. Again, it's not men that are shooting down this idea. It's your fellow women, ladies, just to be aware. Norma Jean O'Brien says on her Facebook page, a woman who has had a miscarriage deserves time off to grieve. We all agree with that. Yes. Mm-hmm. The child that she wanted. A woman who chooses to end the life of her child should do it of her own free time. And that is from Norma Jean O'Brien. Again, she was invited onto the show and hasn't come on. But here you have two men. I assume you feel the same way as me, I do. Here you have two men, and I certainly would not begrudge a woman who's gone through a termination. I certainly wouldn't begrudge her 5 days off.
No, nor would I, I'll be honest. But I can see, I mean, it's no skin off my nose. Is any skin off your nose that this woman would have gone through a procedure that is very difficult emotionally as well as, do you know what I mean? It does.
I can't imagine what a woman would go through with both.
Yes.
With both.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyway, the question is, do you support, because I doubt there's anybody who doesn't support paid leave for 5 days for a woman who lost a baby through miscarriage, but the attitude towards a woman who terminated a pregnancy is completely and utterly different, getting paid leave, paid sick leave, that is. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get your opinions on this, and they're already flying in. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, everyone? Hope everyone's well. Listen, if you're anti-abortion like I am, or pro-abortion, it shouldn't really matter. What should be the main priority is the welfare of the woman that's gone through it. And it's not just physically, it's mentally draining, and it's mentally tough barrier to get over, regardless if you wanted to do it or not. Me personally, I think they should get all the support they need. At the end of the day, they're going through something traumatic. You know what I mean? It's a quite upsetting situation. It's a hard topic to always talk about, so it was up to me. I'll give them whatever time they need. I'd rather support people going through hardships like that than people sitting on the dole scratching their arses for nothing.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Afternoon, Adrian, and afternoon, podcast land.
Now, John, the government is said to be considering giving paid sick leave to women who have a miscarriage, but also women who terminate a pregnancy. What is your opinion on that?
Right, well, first and foremost, a miscarriage, I would agree with. Get that out of the trap straight away. But for abortion, no. You do not give anybody any 5 days, whatever the one to give them, for killing an unborn child. You do not do that. You do not reward anybody, any woman, in that circumstance.
Okay. A termination of pregnancy up to 12 weeks of pregnancy is perfectly legal in Ireland and has been for a number of years. So it is a medical procedure, and for most medical procedures, you would get time off, paid sick leave, because you have had a medical procedure. So why the difference here? Why
Because abortion, Adrian, is murder. I don't give a shit what you say or what anybody woke out there says. The fact of the matter is, you do not reward murder, and that's what it is.
Okay, again, that's your twist on it, but the fact of the matter is terminating...
Everybody's twist on it.
Hang on, no, it's not, no. Terminating a pregnancy up to 12 weeks in the Republic of Ireland is a perfectly legal procedure. As voted by the people of Ireland a number of years ago. So, my question to you is, this is a medical procedure like other medical procedures.
No.
Well, it is, but...
It's murder. If I went out and stabbed somebody with a knife, it's murder. If a woman goes in and has an abortion, I don't care whether the people voted for her or not, because I didn't. The fact of the matter is, it's murder, period.
Are you basing that belief on religious grounds or what are you or moral grounds?
I'm basing that on humanity grounds, because at the end of the day, we have in this country, we have a low birth rate. Yes. And you have... We have a low birth rate in this country, and I think the world has a low birth rate across the globe. And here we are talking about a legalised, as you would call it, inverted commas, medical process called abortion.
Well, no, it is a medical. It is a medical procedure.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's the murder of an unborn child.
No, but regardless of how you feel about...
And it's not religious-based. It's just humanity-based at this stage.
Okay, no, but regardless of what you think about abortion, it is a medical procedure. I mean, it's not carried out by a busman or a postman. It's carried out by medical professionals. So it is actually a medical procedure. Can we agree on that?
It's still a medical, as you would term it, a medical condition where you're going in knowing in, and here's the other side, you have a man who's not consulted and you have the child that's not even consulted, so you have a woman going, you know what, I have all the cards here and I'm just going to do what I like, I'm just going to carry out murder today and I'm going to get a load of medics to do it for me.
Okay, John, forgetting about the ethics of terminations and all, you're not going to stop them. They're happening now. If a woman goes through if a woman, are you prepared to raise all the babies, the unwanted babies yourself? Are you prepared to raise them? The bottom line is you're not prepared.
I'm not being flippant about that, but you know what I mean? Like, you're asking me a question. The fact of the matter is, we have a low birth rate in this country, and yet and all people are still out there willing now to have an abortion. It's ridiculous.
Okay,
it's ridiculous.
So forgetting about your moral stance on abortion, would you agree that for a woman to go through termination is a big medical procedure and one which she needs time to recover from? Just cast aside your feelings on abortion, put them aside. Would you agree that a woman needs time off after going through...
Jeremy, my medical mind would say I wouldn't even entertain the idea of any woman getting 5 days off because she had an abortion. No.
So she doesn't need time to recover?
I just wouldn't entertain the notion.
No, but that's not the question. The question is, do you think a woman needs time to recover from a medical procedure?
I don't think a woman needs to have an abortion. That's the way I look at it.
That's a different argument, though. She's already had the...
If you're asking me to say yeah or nay to one, I'm not going to give you
Your answer is very clear. No, you do not deserve paid leave after having a termination of your pregnancy.
Not for Wilson going out and murdering a human life. No.
Stay there for a second. I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Grand. Can I ask your man a question?
You can, of course, ask your man a question.
What does he do with his sperm?
What do I do with my sperm? I pour in my tea and I have it every day. What the hell do you think I do with it?
Because isn't that possible kids?
You which?
So what do you do every day? That's possible kids. So what do you do with your sperm every day? Are you keeping the jar?
What's your question about? Because it doesn't make any sense.
No, I'm going by your technicality here. How a fetus is a
technicality? What technicality?
A child. You're right. It's a fetus, not a child, right? So you're saying that we're more
not
than
child.
Kids.
It's not human life, no. It's not the beginning of a human life where the sperm of a man goes into a woman and then it goes into the egg and the egg creates a child. That's not human life.
Yeah, but isn't there sperm banks, isn't there?
Yeah. So you mean you use a sperm bank? No, I don't use a sperm bank.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, because you're a pro-life, aren't you? To make more babies. Yeah, so are you donating your sperm?
Oh, I'm always...
No, I'm just going on about this.
That's your question.
You're
am I donating my sperm? No, I'm actually... I am pro-life, yeah.
Yeah, so why aren't you donating your sperm? You're saying that there's...
Laura, I understand the sarcastic point that you're...
Yeah, he's not getting my point, that's my whole point, because it's ridiculous.
Let me answer your question there. The fact of the matter is, I mean, I don't need to go near a sperm bank, you know, to donate sperm.
It's a ridiculous assumption that women are going to have abortions willy-nilly to kill a child. That's why I think it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's murder. That's what I call it, murder, yeah.
No, it's not murder. It's healthcare, so you can't dictate what a woman can do or a body. It's called murder. Have you got a will?
Okay, John, you've made it perfectly clear, Laura, let me ask you, do you believe that, obviously you would support leave for a woman who has had a miscarriage, I assume, yes?
Yeah, abortion and miscarriage.
Okay, can you understand why the lesson of it is ridiculous? Sorry, say that again?
As in, like, because people are thinking it's two different things. Like, abortion is healthcare, but the fact that there's people out there that are taking women and they're willing really for a laugh and stuff like that is ridiculous. It just goes to show in 2026 that people are not well educated on the matter and just think that's plain murder and shaming them for their difficult choice. I just think it's fucking ridiculous.
Like, and John, I mean, that is literally what you are doing with your comments. You are shaming women who have had to make that difficult choice.
Okay, I hope you feel shamed. I hope you do. We should never have had abortion in this country. I don't agree with it. I never will. And I don't care what that woman thinks about it. At the end of the day, the fact of the matter is you are killing a sentient human being going forward, whether you like her or not. Okay, it doesn't matter what you come up with.
But having accepted, and I think...
To justify that argument.
I know, but I think having accepted, I think you've come around to actually agreeing that a termination is a medical procedure. It has to be.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's nothing else. It's not a walk in the park. It's not a day at the circus.
The fact is, it shouldn't be going on. I don't care what you call it. It's not a medical procedure. It's not a medical procedure. The fact of the matter is, it's cold-blooded murder.
So what is it if it's not...
That's
a medical...
That's what I call it.
What is it if it's not a medical procedure? What type of procedure is it?
It's called murder. That's what I called it. That's the procedure it's called.
Okay, well, the fact of the matter is, though, John, it is a medical procedure. It is carried out by medical...
Well, you still call it that. I wouldn't.
Medical practitioners. But you still don't believe...
And Adrian, ask a lot of doctors out there who don't agree with abortion. Do they consider that a medical procedure? I guess they'd say no.
Stay with me for a second. Our number is 0858252626. If you want to react to what you're hearing here, Ashley has been on to us.
Hi, just giving my opinion on today's topic. If a woman has a miscarriage, absolutely she'd have the time off to grieve the child that she lost. And same with the father. But if you choose to kill, she chooses to kill their baby? Absolutely not. She chose to kill their baby. I have no sympathy for anyone that chooses to kill their baby. They don't serve any time off. They did not lose their baby. They killed their baby.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Lee. What did you want to say on this?
I thought that girl that was on was absolutely horrible. If a person loses a baby, they lose a baby. And if a girl needs to have an abortion, it's obviously for a reason that they need to have an abortion.
Okay, but do you accept that an abortion is a medical procedure?
Yeah.
Okay, and it would be fairly standard practice that you would get paid sick leave for a medical procedure. Is that not right?
Yeah.
So why would you not grant a woman who has had a termination time off?
Sorry. Yeah, they should be paid.
Oh, sorry. You think they should get paid leave?
Oh, but yeah.
So why were you saying that woman who was on a moment ago was horrible?
Oh, she said to people that kill their babies.
No, sorry. That's John that's in the line is saying that. Yes, he's saying it's murder. He said it about 50 times. What John, and it's like pissing against the wind here, I'm trying to tell John that after, whether or not you agree with abortion. Although nobody agrees with abortion. Nobody is pro-abortion. I hate that when people say you're pro-abortion. Nobody is pro-abortion, okay? People are either pro-choice or pro-life. They're not pro-abortion. And most people who voted yes in the referendum voted for a woman. I trust a woman to make the choice that's right for her. Isn't that what they voted for?
That's right.
Essentially, that's what they voted. Yep. Nobody said we should kill more babies in the womb. Kill them all. Kill all the babies in the womb. But John is failing to understand. I don't know if he doesn't know how a woman's body works, but he thinks a woman should be able to toddle into work a day after having the termination and sit down and do her job. Like, that's, it's just...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So you believe that a woman who, obviously if she has a miscarriage, everybody agrees that she deserves time off, but people are different where it comes to a termination. You believe still that woman deserves a bit of time off?
Well, of course, yeah.
I mean, John... If nothing else, is it not compassionate to the woman?
No, and the fact of the matter is, Jeremy or Adrian, you know me very well. The fact of the matter here is, do we say, if somebody goes out and murders somebody, we say, do you know what, you murdered somebody yesterday, I think I'll give you a week off. It's the same fucking, it's the same thing, lads. That's the way it is. It's the same thing. You don't reward somebody for going out and committing murder. End off.
What do you say to
that,
Lee?
Let that be a child, let that be a human being.
Lee, what do you say to that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Please don't go out to have an abortion for no reason. There's obviously a reason why this child
don't kill,
has to have an abortion.
End off. That's the point. You don't kill. End off. You don't kill an unborn child. I don't give a shit what legislation say. I don't give a shit about any referendum. That's humanity you're talking about. It's not a piece of paper or legislation in some stupid government department, period.
You're an asshole.
And you're a bigger asshole.
Obviously, of course, yeah. Like, the woman that's going through the procedure, obviously she's going to need time off.
I don't care. She doesn't deserve any time off. She's more than a goddamn child. And the fathers have feelings. And here's the other side of the argument. What about the feelings of the father? What about the feelings of the unborn child? Because it is going to be a human life. What about their feelings? Do they not matter?
Tell you, in how many instances, John, do you think, in how many situations do you think where an unwanted pregnancy happened between a man and a woman, because it does take two to make a baby, how many instances?
It does.
Yeah, but what percentage of those circumstances where an unwanted pregnancy happened, what percentage of circumstances do you think the man would say, please keep that baby?
I don't know, because
I'm
not sure.
I'm asking for an educated guess. What percentage of situations...
I would say, if I had to even answer that question, the fact of the matter is, I would say if it's an unplanned pregnancy,
yeah,
and basically the man didn't want a child, well, I'd say there might be, if I'm giving the top of my head, I would say it would be slightly higher than, it would be middle of the road, I would say.
So
between high and low.
50%?
Well, something like that, yeah.
So you think in 50% of unwanted pregnancy, maybe I'm really off, you think in 50% of situations where there was an unwanted pregnancy that the man was begging the woman to keep the unborn baby?
I'm just saying that not every man out there says to a woman when she has a pregnancy, honey, I think you should go down and get rid of it.
No, I don't think so either, but I don't think it's 50%.
I'm just saying, I don't know the figures.
I mean,
if I had the figures to hand, I'd quote them to you, but I don't have the figures.
Okay, anyway, we're talking hypotheticals here. Lee, just to go back to you for a second, Lee. You obviously believe that going through a procedure of termination of pregnancy is a difficult thing, and a woman who has terminated the pregnancy deserves paid sick leave for a couple of days.
Yeah, I do.
And to,
because it's not easy on the woman either. They're not going through this procedure.
Absolutely. But
and it's obviously they have to go through this procedure for a reason. They wouldn't have an abortion for no reason.
And there are
a
myriad of different reasons why women might terminate a pregnancy. But you believe that that giving paid leave is showing a bit of compassion towards that woman.
Yeah.
Do me a favour, stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Danny has been in touch with us.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm stuck on a shift. I would have loved to come on for this topic today. So realistically, I think people need to stop worrying about what others are doing with their own body. the reality of the situation is, would you want someone looking after you or caring for you or attending to your business if they are going through a physically traumatic experience themselves? 5 days off is not even a long time to process anything, but at least it's something. And if it's not your uterus, then shut the hell up.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Danny. Let me go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Yes.
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this? Should a woman who terminates a pregnancy be given 5 days sick leave?
Not in my eyes, no.
Why?
One is an unexpected loss. The other one was a deliberate choice.
And that's as may be, but one is a...
So why are we treating them the same?
Sorry, one is actually a medical procedure.
If that's what you want to call it.
Well, no, that's what it is. It's not what I'm calling it. It is actually what it is. It's a medical procedure. As Jeremy said earlier...
I think a lot of people look at it as a quick fix.
It's not carried out by a hairdresser. Yeah. It is carried out by a medical practitioner. So it is a medical procedure.
I mean, Jess, you can't be that stupid. You can't play silly buggers on this one and say it's not a medical procedure. It is... Whether or not you agree with abortion, it is a medical procedure, correct?
Very fine, let's go with your line of reason. Let's go with you think of it.
No, facts don't care about your feelings, Jess. It's a medical procedure, okay?
Well then, how about, right, and I know they're not completely the same, but if we're talking about medical procedures, what about people who change their genders? Should they get 5 days off for that? You just call that a medical procedure, I call it delusion.
I assume if you... Well, no, you wouldn't get paid. Well, I don't know what kind of leave. I've never met anybody that's changed their gender, but I assume you would need some time off work. I don't know if it's paid or not paid.
Especially if you're going through a full-blown operation.
Five days paid off for a miscarriage... I'm sorry, for a miscarriage, not enough.
No, I agree.
It's not enough.
Should be a month. Absolutely.
Should be a month, yeah.
But this isn't... This argument is not...
Not for abortion, no.
But this
you get up, you go to work, and you deal with the consequences of what you chose.
So you believe that a woman who goes through the medical procedure of terminating a pregnancy deserves zero time off work?
Nope. Off you go. Get into work. Get on with your day and live with the consequences of your choices.
I can't believe we have a woman on the line here who's...
Here you go. Women defending women. I told you before, Jeremy, I don't buy into that shit.
No. You can... I respect your right if you are pro-life. I completely expect... And, you know... That's your right.
Are you going to take the route of I've never been pregnant? You know, the same way you always give out to me that I've never have kids. Are you going to go down the route of you've never been pregnant? What I know?
Jess, you're running out of victim cards on this show, so stop playing the victim cards. You literally run out. What I was about to say is I can understand people being on both sides. I can see both sides of the abortion argument. This is not about abortion. This is about expecting a woman to go back into work a day or 2 days after having a termination. A lot of women who have terminations, a lot of the time is because they're not financially stable enough.
You shouldn't open the legs then. Yeah, well, that's another argument.
Nobody skips into an abortion ward of a medical facility, skipping in, laughing and joking, saying, "Today's my abortion day. Yippee! I've been waiting for all this day." That's not.
I'm sure there are some maniacs out there who are like that. I wouldn't be surprised.
But the point is, the woman's after putting herself through a traumatic experience. You have a womb, Jess. You know what it's like. You've never had a termination, obviously. Why would you not grant that woman, regardless of how you feel about abortion, why would you not grant her a bit of time, forgetting about compassion, fuck your compassion, yeah, a bit of time for her body to recover, for her actual body to recover.
Are we saying up to 12 weeks, are we?
Was that what you said earlier? Yeah, up to 12 weeks, yeah.
Because I looked up what is the procedure for up to 12 weeks. You're basically blocking the progesterone that the pregnancy needs to survive. And the only thing I can compare it to is a very bad period. So get up, get into work.
Jesus.
That is literally what it is. You're stopping the lining, you're stopping the bleeding, you're stopping the pedestrian. You're essentially just giving yourself a bad period. That's the only thing I can compare it to. So get up, go to work.
Sorry, Lee. Get up, go to work.
She's a headless bitch.
I've been called worse.
Like, seriously.
Like, you're shown zero empathy Jess. I actually...
I have empathy, Jeremy. I have empathy for people who...
You literally...
I don't have any empathy. I have no empathy for someone who chooses to end a pregnancy. Oh, sorry. No, I don't.
Someone who wouldn't have sympathy for a woman miscarriage and would be a psychopath. Of course, we all have sympathy for someone. But you literally said that a day after a woman has had a termination, an invasive procedure on her body, regardless of what the outcome is, that she should be able to just skip into work. It's like having a bad period. Do you know how insulting that is?
Well, they surely know what they're getting into when they go into the clinic, don't they? They know what they're getting themselves in for, don't they?
You don't know the reason why this person got pregnant. Like,
look, if it's for rape or anything, I was just about to say, if it's rape, I understand. Anything else, no. That was the reason we brought it. Was that not the reason we brought in the abortion until everyone started wanting to change the rules and move the goalposts around?
You have, Lee, you believe that this is a heartless attitude, do you?
Oh, God, yeah, seriously, yeah.
And to and it's not just Jess, but other people who've been saying the same thing. They see a miscarriage as a completely different thing from a termination, and they should be treated differently.
They are different things. Like no one's comparing them. You're comparing apples and oranges here. They are two completely things. But the bottom line is, in both procedures, yeah, the woman needs recovery time. But you know, no one is comparing miscarriages to abortions, because that would be insulting to women who've had miscarriages. You were losing the baby through no choice of your own. A termination, you were losing the baby through choice of your own. So nobody's is comparing the two, but both similarities are a woman's body being put through a tough time. But Jess doesn't see it like that.
Okay, let me, Jess, I've been asked to play this message for you from Emma.
Jeremy, will you ask that cunt there, Jess, what about rape victims and stuff like that? And they have to get abortions, and teenagers and stuff like that, and they have to get abortions. They just get up and get on with it, get over, have a heavy period. Fuck off, Jess.
Now, do you want to respond to that, Jess?
Well, I just said I understand if it's a rape case. Like I said, is that not why we wanted to bring in abortion in the first place, until everyone started moving the goalposts? Maybe Emma should open her ears a little bit. She's always quick to voice message me, but never wants to talk to me. That's very funny. Now, Jeremy, let me just quickly pick you up on something. Miscarriages, correct? You're already emotionally attached to the baby when you lose it. You're not emotionally attached to the abortion. So why should you get time off? Why should you get the same time off? So the abortion, you basically made a choice to get rid of it. So
That's fine then. If you don't agree with the 5 days off, would you not grant that little heart of yours, would you not grant a woman 2 days after termination? 2 days.
A compromise for 2 days, yeah.
Oh, there we go. We've got somewhere. What about 3 days?
No.
So that's literally...
I compromise at two, but
that's
no.
Literally how childish you are and how pig-headed you are, that you literally, for the sake of being pig-headed...
Because you're emotionally attached to the child. The other one, you weren't going to keep the child in the first place.
So you're happy with the 2 days, but you're not happy...
By the way, Jess, that's if you actually knew you were pregnant. Some women can miscarry before they even ever knew they were pregnant. So you're not emotionally attached.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. But in most cases, women do know that they're pregnant.
Stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can we address the elephant in the room before we go to the next call?
Which is?
Because have you seen our private messages coming in?
No, you haven't seen them.
There's huge amount of complaints coming in about this, about today's podcast, because we had John on first and we had Jess on. And people are saying, you can see the comments there yourself, if we were to read them all out, we'd be here, the podcast would be 6 hours long. We should not have had Jess or John on this topic. So would you like to address?
I don't agree with anything that either of them said. I don't really like having somebody describe termination as murder. However, this podcast is called Opinions Matter, and what we thrive on is
debate,
and everybody, and hearing unpopular opinions, hearing every opinion that we can get. That's what this podcast is. So whilst I may disagree with what some people have said on this episode, I still stand up for the right to speak your mind.
In the same way, in the run-up to the abortion referendum, we had to hear two sides. You have to hear two sides, no matter how difficult it is to hear another side of an argument. You have to hear both sides of an argument, and it's arrogant to the people complaining. You're arrogant to think that you can go through your life only hearing opinions you agree with. If you want to hear opinions you only agree with, lock yourself in a room and talk to yourself for the rest of your life. Because, I'm sorry, the big bad world is not like that. And people like Jess and people like John exist. And as apparent as Jess's opinion may seem to some of you, that she compared termination to a heavy period. I mean, considering you've never had it, you don't even have to answer the question. I assume you've never had a termination, Jess.
No, I haven't. I've never known anyone to have one.
Okay, so how do you know it's like a bad period?
Because when I read up what the procedure is about, That's the only thing I could compare it to in my head.
So
maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but God forbid.
So reading up is the same as experiencing it.
Well, what am I supposed to do, Jeremy? If you don't know something, you read up on it. Is that? Did you want me to come in not knowing anything?
No, but you still have not experienced determination, so you are not.
Oh, so because I haven't experienced it, I should keep my mouth shut.
Well, you don't know what a woman's gone through when she's had determination.
Jess, yeah, stay there for a second. I want to bring in more opinions because they're literally flying in. We have to get through as many as we possibly can. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Philip.
This should be an interesting topic today, folks. I can't come on because I'm just about to head back into work, so I said I'll give a quick voice note. I've noticed that a lot of the comments I've seen, well, negative comments I've seen on Facebook have been all from men saying, oh, why aren't the men being allowed time off to grieve and everything like that? Yes, like, totally get where they're coming from. But, like, a woman giving birth is a traumatic experience enough without and then if they miscarry or anything like that, that's an even more traumatic experience. So they physically have to give birth to the baby, potentially on, like, it does happen, like, they potentially could miscarry, like, that's traumatic enough. So, like, yeah, like, a woman is entitled to have her a few weeks off to cope with the loss. But, yeah, like, men can be entitled to it, but not as much as a woman would be entitled to.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Mo, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mo?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Mo. What did you want to say on this? Should a woman be entitled to paid time off, we're talking 5 days, if she has had a termination?
Do you know what? I'm almost sure that Jess is a troll right now because she's against everything that makes sense. We start with that. Second off is, like, when you're working, you do not need to tell them what you're going through, because that is, you don't need to tell them your personal things that's going on. They should be able to give you a break if you need it, like a health break if you need it, without telling them what is going on. So you do not need to tell your company that you've had an abortion and you need time off at all.
Sorry, for paid leave, you would need to have a doctor's note of some sort. In any company I've ever worked in, you can't just say, you do need a medical note to say, or otherwise...
I can give you an example for now. Like, I haven't worked, I got burnt out, right, recently.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I told my company, but they did not need to know about that. They just needed to know that anonymously there's something going on, right, and I'm okay that. And, like, especially for abortions and this kind of thing, you do not need to tell your company that is the reason that you're taking time off. That doesn't work in women's right now, as women, we're trying to be equal, right?
When it's paid leave, as in when it's at the expense of the government, which it would be, like with when I had to take paternity leave, you have to be able to prove, you have to get documents to send into your work to certify. So in other
words, okay, so what I had here recently is that you could you tell the government what is going on. Your company doesn't know what's going on.
Okay,
right?
Other than you have or you have had a medical procedure. That's it. It doesn't need to.
Okay, but that's it. They don't need to know.
Okay,
and
but
that is very
what the government here is considering doing is statutory paid leave, but it would have to be certified. It would be certified. A woman would be entitled to time off if a clinician certifies the fact that she either had a miscarriage or a termination.
I couldn't even understand when I heard this conversation today that this was a question, right?
Okay, but let me ask you then, do you support, because everybody supports a woman getting time off, paid leave, if she loses a baby through miscarriage, but have a very different attitude to paid leave off after a termination. do you believe that a woman who terminates her pregnancy deserves 5 sick days off work?
Yes, I do.
Not 5 days.
I would say even more, but at least 5 days. But what I'm trying to say here is that it's no one's business what happened, right? And that the woman should be able to take as much time as she wants.
And I take your point that
and Jess has just fallen off her chair, I'd say, at that. So a woman,
I know, possibly.
So a woman should be able to have 2 weeks off, as much time as she needs to actually recuperate from a termination.
Yeah.
Well, Jess.
Well, that's Mo's opinion. I have a different view, but look, I'm not going to argue with someone who thinks that they should have unlimited amounts of time off. Someone who argues that you don't need a doctor's note to get the paid leave off. I'm not going to argue.
Here, you will get a doctor's note, right? The doctor doesn't have to say you had an abortion or whatever. The doctor will just say to your employer that, okay, this person needs
some time off. Sorry, no, obviously the note is not going to, it's not going to be a big note that said I just had an abortion. Like with any doctor's note, but you do need a medical certificate. So your job would never find out. They would just say that you had a serious procedure, and I presume then it would go to the Department of Social Welfare, and that's how the leave would be given. Is that how it would work?
Well, according to the Irish Independent, they say in cases of pregnancy loss, a woman would attend their medical practitioner to receive a certificate for their employer certifying pregnancy loss. So that is literally a cert saying this woman was pregnant and she has lost her baby.
But it wouldn't say the circumstances, obviously. So it could be either a miscarriage or a termination. I mean, loss of pregnancy.
Certifying pregnancy loss, yeah. Yes.
So that's all it is.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you want to give a very quick opinion on this, we're talking about new legislation which would give time off to women in the event of pregnancy loss. And the pregnancy loss could happen either with a miscarriage or with a termination. A lot of people are totally against the idea of giving time off to a woman who has terminated her pregnancy. Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
I think for termination, 2 to 3 days. And if you want to take time another week off after that, you take it unpaid. With miscarriages, I think it depends on the length of time, to be very honest. Like, if you're 3 months pregnant, it's more likely than unlikely that you could have a miscarriage. So I think the same thing should happen. You get 2 or 3 days paid. And if you want to take a week or two after that, you take it unpaid.
Okay.
But I'd like just to get back to something that Jess said. And I'd like to say, how fucking dare she turn around and say that having a termination is just like having a period. Because Google BDT are wrong. Because on the 31st of May 2003 at 11:30 in Essex, I had one. And I did not skip into the clinic thinking, woohoo, I have a weekend away in England, you know. I did not sit in that bed with being scanned thinking, oh, this is great, you know, this is brilliant. And I certainly did not wake up from that procedure, come out and go shopping, you know.
Okay.
So maybe should speak to someone who's had a termination and know exactly what it's like.
Okay. Now, Jess, do you want to respond to that? Because I have to say, Angela's not the only one extremely annoyed with you describing a termination as just a heavy period.
And what did I say? I said, I don't know what it's like. So what did I do? I did a bit of research. God fucking forbid I did a bit of research.
Your research. You Googled it, did you? What's the pain after a termination?
What was I meant to do?
What's your mentality like? Did you Google that?
Did you want me to go down to a clinic, go to a GP and be like, sorry, GP, what exactly is the procedure?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. You actually speak to someone.
You
actually speak to someone who's been through it.
Fuck, was I meant to do that 10 minutes before the show?
You don't Google it. Did you Google what your mental state is like? Did you Google that?
We're going to start hitting the mental stages now, are we?
No, the point, Angela. Yes. No, the point, Angela.
Because
is
it's
making.
Not a happy
go
occasion
to
for anyone.
Go
it's
to a
not
therapist,
a happy
then.
Occasion for anyone.
Did I ever say it was a happy occasion? Although I guess for some maniacs, it probably is a happy occasion.
Well, no, Jess, you turned around and said it's like having a period pain. Get over it. Is that what you said?
Sorry, we keep losing Jess's line. I don't know what's happened with it. Let me ask you then again, Angela, the notion of paid leave for a pregnancy loss, which is essentially what this is, regardless of how that pregnancy was lost. Do you support women being given 5 days sick leave, paid sick leave?
I support a couple of days. I do support a couple of days. You know, because you are, and listen, we're not going to brush over this. You are going to get people who might take the piss out of it, okay? And people will. So I think a couple of days, if you need a week off, you take a week, but you get two or three of those days paid for a termination. For a miscarriage, you get the week.
Okay.
And if you want unpaid leave after that. Now, the only thing I will say, and I think this is a very important thing to say, I brought my company to a tribunal after, not because of this, but because of something else. And they actually tried to use me having a termination against me.
Jesus.
They tried to bring it up, and my solicitor stopped it, went to the three judges and said, because they started with the date and went up and said, they are trying to use a termination against her in this tribunal. And they were told not to mention it.
Okay, and what was the motivation? Was it to show the sort of character you wear or what? What was the...
That's exactly what they tried to do.
Unbelievable. All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me just squeeze in one final voice note from Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Just a question for that fella if he's still on by the time you get this. He's going on about how abortion is completely wrong and all of this murder. Just one question on it, right? If he had a daughter that was raped or sexually abused and became pregnant because of it, or he had a teenage daughter that was like 12, 13, and she was abused by a family member or by anyone along those lines, would he expect her to keep that child as a reminder of the abuse that she went through? Or would he, in his mind, let her to terminate the pregnancy? As I know what I do as a parent.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed for your message.
I think from what I know about John from us talking about these, John doesn't have a wife or children. And I think your opinion is completely... My opinion's changed over the years. If we had this conversation maybe 15 years ago, I'd probably have a different opinion. But now when you have two daughters, your opinions change on many, many, many things. And that's okay, by the way. It's okay to change your opinions on things. In fact, that's what an opinion is all about. Something that can be changed over time, or that something or somebody can convince you that your opinion is wrong. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and we'll notify you when the next episode uploads.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today, or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value, and service you can trust.